Jeremiah chapter 36. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Get a scroll and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, Judah, and all the nations, for the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah until this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the disaster I plan on doing to them, and turn every one from their evil way, so that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. So Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on the scroll all the words Jeremiah dictated that the Lord has spoken to him. Then Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am banned from entering into the house of the Lord. Therefore, go and read the scroll that you have written from my dictation of the words of the Lord. Read it to the people in the Lord's house on the fast day. Read them to all the people of Judah who come from their towns. It may be they will present their pleas before the Lord, and will turn each one from his evil way. For great is the anger and wrath the Lord has pronounced against this people. So Baruch the son of Neriah did everything that Jeremiah the prophet told him to do, reading from the scroll the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. Now in the ninth month of the fifth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, all the people in Jerusalem and all who came from the towns of Judah to Jerusalem proclaimed a fast before the Lord. Then Baruch read in the hearing of all the people from the scroll the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the room of Gemariah the son of Shaphan the scribe, in the upper court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. When Micaiah the son of Gemariah the son of Shaphan heard all the words of the Lord from the scroll, he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's room, and all the officials were sitting there, including Elishama the scribe, Deliah the son of Shemaiah, Elnathan the son of Achbor, Gemariah the son of Shaphan, Zedekiah the son of Hananiah, and all the other officials. Then Micaiah declared to them everything that he had heard when Baruch read the scroll to the people. Therefore all the officials sent Jehudi, the son of Netaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch, saying, Bring in your hand the scroll that you have read to the people, and come here. So Baruch, the son of Neriah, brought the scroll in his hand and came to them. They told him, Sit down now and read it to us. So Baruch read it to them. When they had heard all the words, they turned toward each other in panic, and said to Baruch, We must certainly report all these words to the king. So they asked Baruch, Tell us now, how did you write all these words? Was this a dictation taken from Jeremiah's mouth? Then Baruch replied, He dictated all these words to me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink on this scroll. Then the officials told Baruch, Go, hide, both you and Jeremiah. Do not let anyone know where you are. Then they went to the king in the court, but they left the scroll in the room of Elishama the scribe. They reported all the words to the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the scroll. He took it out of the room of Elishama the scribe. Jehudi read it to the king and all the officials that stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month. There was a fire in the firepot before him. When Jehudi would finish reading three or four columns, then the king would cut it off with a knife and throw it into the fire that was in the firepot, until the whole scroll was burned up in fire that was in the firepot. The king and his servants who heard the words were not frightened and did not tear their clothes. Although Elnathan, Deliah, and Gemariah urged the king that he not burn the scroll, yet he refused to listen to them. The king commanded Jerachmiel, the king's son, Seraiah the son of Azriel, and Shelemiah the son of Abdeel, to arrest Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after the king had burned up the scroll and the words that Baruch wrote from Jeremiah's dictation, saying, "Get another scroll and write on it all the former words that were on the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, has burned up. Now concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, you shall say, 'This is what the Lord says. You have burned up this scroll, saying, Why have you written in it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land, and will eliminate it, the people and animals?' Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah. None of his heirs will sit on the throne of David. His corpse will be thrown out, enduring the heat of day and the frost at night. I will punish him and his descendants and his servants for their iniquity. I will bring on them the inhabitants of Jerusalem and on the people of Judah all the disasters that I have pronounced against them. But they still refused to listen." Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote on it all the words Jeremiah dictated from the scroll that Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned up in the fire. They added to it many similar messages as well. Jeremiah chapter 36.